Hey friends, let's talk about purgatory. I've been learning some interesting things on purgatory from St. Catherine of Genoa. She experienced this divine fire, a mystical experience, and it led her to have some insights into how souls in purgatory suffer. She wrote her insights down in Treatise on Purgatory, so let's cover five of her main points. Number one, the soul in purgatory has no self-love. St. Catherine believed that a soul in purgatory has no disordered self-love. So it is not in purgatory thinking, oh, if I had not done this sin, I would not be here. Or if only I would have done this type of penance, I would have amended for the temporal punishment due to sin. Nor does the soul look at another soul in purgatory and think, well, that soul is going to get out sooner than me. She says a soul doesn't do any of this selfish self-reflection because a soul in purgatory cannot sin. They see not that they suffer their pains in consequence of their sins, nor can they for a moment entertain that thought. For should they do so, it would be an act of imperfection, and that cannot exist in a state where there is no longer the possibility of sin. St. Catherine does say that at the moment a soul goes into purgatory, they understand why they are going there, but after they are there, they no longer reflect upon this. Number two, the soul casts itself into purgatory. Sometimes we could think that a soul is cast into hell or cast into purgatory by God. With regards to purgatory, St. Catherine sees it very differently. St. Catherine says, "The Almighty is so pure that if a person is conscious of the least trace of imperfection, and at the same time understands that purgatory is ordained to do away with such imperfections, the soul enters this place of purification, glad to accept so great a mercy of God. The soul, leaving the body and not finding in herself the purity in which she was created, and seeing also the hindrances which prevent her union with God, conscious also that purgatory only can remove them, casts herself quickly and willingly therein." St. Catherine believed that the soul willingly chooses purgatory because it's a time of great mercy where everything that hinders its union with God is removed. Number three, the soul in purgatory suffers differently than those in hell. St. Catherine teaches that when a person dies, it is confirmed in either good or evil. And if confirmed in evil, that soul then goes to hell and suffers differently in hell than the soul in purgatory. She says, "The souls in hell have been found at that hour with the will to sin, have the guilt and the punishment always with them, and although this punishment is not so great as they deserve, yet it is eternal." St. Catherine has an interesting insight here. She says that when a soul goes to hell, it merits two things. Number one, an infinite punishment, and number two, for an infinite amount of time. Infinite punishment for an infinite amount of time. But she goes on to say that God's goodness is even shown forth in hell. And she says that the soul, although merits an infinite punishment, does not get an infinite punishment. She says that in God's goodness, the suffering or the intensity of that suffering is mitigated. So it's not an infinite type of suffering by its nature. But she says that a soul does get an infinite amount of time. And of course, this is consistent with the teaching of the church that once a soul is in hell, it is in hell for all eternity. So it merits an infinite amount of time in hell. But she says the intensity of that suffering should be infinite according to justice, but in God's goodness, it's mitigated. This is different, she says, than a soul in purgatory. She says, "The soul in purgatory, on the other hand, suffer the penalty of sin only, for their guilt was cancelled at death, when they were found hating their sins and penitent for having offended the divine goodness." So one of her points is that a soul in purgatory suffer without guilt, unlike the soul in hell, which suffers because of their guilt. Number four, the soul in purgatory experiences peace and joy. St. Catherine says that a soul in purgatory is free from guilt, again, unlike the soul in hell. But the soul in purgatory is not free from the stain of sin. And this is what needs to be purified, and this is what causes great suffering. But she says that even though the soul is suffering, it is content with this and finds joy with this because it wants everything that God allows. She says, free from guilt and united to the will of God, they see him clearly according to that degree of light which he allows them, and comprehend how great a good is the fruition of God for which all souls were created. Sometimes we think that when we suffer, we could never also have joy. But on closer examination, even our human experiences tell us otherwise. I take, for example, childbirth. Great suffering, although I've never done it. I've witnessed it 7 times. But with that suffering, it seems to me there's also a great joy that comes with it because you're anticipating this new life that's just right around the corner. So with purgatory, a soul is suffering, but with it, there can also be joy. St. Catherine writes, rust, which is sin, covers souls and is burnt away by fire. The more it is consumed, the more the soul responds to God. As the rust lessens and the soul is opened to the divine rays, happiness grows. Number 5, the soul in purgatory a second time would experience something very different. Now, St. Catherine is not saying that a soul does go to purgatory 2 times. She's just saying that if a soul did go a second time, that its second experience would be very different than the first. Why? She says, nothing of herself remains, and God is her entire being. When he has thus led her to himself and purified her, she is no longer passible, for nothing remains to be consumed. If when thus refined she should again approach the fire, she would feel no pain, for to her it has become the fire of divine love, which is life eternal and which nothing mars. Interesting thought here. So the fire which initially purifies now becomes the soul's joy, which is God himself. Friends, thanks for listening. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. Again, I love learning from you. At the end of this video, I'm also going to link a video to St. Gertrude's Chaplet for the Souls in Purgatory. We have a responsibility to pray for the souls in purgatory, so that is provided for you. Again, thanks for watching. We'll see you soon. God bless.